to go when through. I ain't telling anything, and I'ma make sure I'ma do right by you. All that need tell me anything, and I'ma always come around and come and fight for you. I'm the king, so for it's going down tonight. They cannot tell me anything, nothing about you. They are looking from the outside. They are looking from the outside. What's up, everybody? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing? It's another day, and I've been doing plenty of researches. Don't like going down the rabbit hole, and you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about your boy, Sean P. Diddy Combs, all right? Excuse me. I'm going to just get into some of the details that all of the bloggers, or like just, you know, most of the bloggers are talking about Sean P. Diddy Combs, because all of the allegations, all of the evidence, everything is starting to mount up. Everything is starting to mount up. Now the federal and the feds are now having a probe. They're having their own investigation, which is looking very bad for Sean P. Diddy Combs. He hasn't been arrested yet. It's still in a case where is innocent until proven guilty. That's where it's at right now. So, you know, it's just too many allegations. If Sean P. Diddy Combs is a sexual deviant, I mean, that's what he is. That's what everybody's saying. You know? Like, I seen too many videos. I even seen one video. I put it on the TikTok, on my TikTok, where, you know, he was trying to touch Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson grabbed his hand and, you know, respectfully put it back on Sean P. Diddy Combs' lap. You know, you could look at it on my goddamn TikTok. And there's many more videos, many more allegations, many more people coming out and talking about the experiences that they had with Sean P. Diddy Combs. Some are good, some are bad, all right? There's a couple of people defending him at the same time. So, you know, there's a lot of allegations. So let me, like, give you a summary of everything that happened within the last couple of weeks, and all of the allegations and the rabbit holes. I'm gonna give you a brief summary so you can understand the things that's going on with Sean P. Diddy Combs, known as Brother Love, all right? He changed his name so many times that some people get freaking confused, you know? I'm talking about some P. Diddy. I got like my younger nephews and them nieces, and they be like, who's that? And like, and then they telling me, Brother Love. And I'm like, who the fuck is Brother Love? You know, and come to find out, it's P. Diddy. Who's Puff Daddy? Like, my nephew's like, who the fuck is Puff Daddy? I said, that's Brother Love. Puff Daddy. You know, everybody's confused. Even the lady that got shot in her face back in the 1999 club shooting that involved Shine, the rapper Shine, and P. Diddy Combs, better known as Brother Love, better known as Puff Daddy, all right? Changed his name too many goddamn times, all right? Too many goddamn allegations and so little time. Sean Diddy Combs can't settle with the feds amid the sex trafficking probe, former FBI agent says. All right. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs won't be able to buy his way out of trouble if the federal sex trafficking probe against him uncovers any crimes, according to a former investigator two of the Bad Boy Records founder mansion were raided last week. Both of them, the one in Los Angeles and another one in Miami. Both of them was raided last week after a series of damning civil lawsuits accusing him of sex trafficking, guns and drugs, and other bad behaviors. He settled the first lawsuit from R&B singer Cassie, his ex-girlfriend, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, a day after she filed that lawsuit. But after she came forward, so did at least three other women and a man, including a female who would have been under the age at the time of her alleged sex assault. You can pay off folks in civil lawsuits to make them go away, said Miss Nicole Parker, a former FBI agent. But that doesn't work in a sound criminal investigation, especially on a federal level when it comes to sex trafficking allegations, right? Nicole Parker, former FBI agent. That's who said that. Homeland Security investigation agents descended on Combs mansions in Los Angeles and in Miami in connection with what law enforcement sources says it's a sex trafficking probe. After the Epstein debacle, folks know you won't be able to just make these cases disappear, she added. And if the case goes to criminal court, there won't be a non-disclosure agreement either. That's what Nicole Parker said. Derek Parker, a former member. Oh, there's a lot of Parkers out here. And there's another person. I don't know if he's related to this former FBI agent, but I'm just giving you the information that I got. Derek Parker, a former member of the New York Police Department rap-related intelligence unit, whose book Notorious COP delved into details about the 1999 shooting in which Combs was acquitted at trial, predicted that more accusers will come forward and share their stories with investigators as well. All right, so some of it may be a money grab because maybe he was disrespectful, but they saw the way that he paid Cassie off. And then Cassie got paid quick. And the reason that she got paid quick is because she knows a lot. The raids came weeks after music producer Rodney Jones' lawsuit accused Mr. Combs of all kinds of debauchery and misdeeds, including sexual grooming, covering up a studio shooting, and allegedly bragging about having law enforcement under control, murdering people, and bribing witnesses and jurors in a high-profile New York City nightclub shooting. You see? I'm just giving you a summary of everything that's going on. All right? Mr. Combs and his then-girlfriend, the pop megastar Jennifer Lopez, were arrested after a December 1999 shooting at a club in New York that left three people injured. Lopez was never charged. Mr. Combs and another man was acquitted at trial, but his friend and protege, the rapper Jamal Shine Barrow, served a decade in prison for the assault. Jones' lawsuit alleged that Mr. Combs once told him Jennifer Lopez, snuck a gun into the club for Mr. Combs and handed it to her boyfriend before gunfire erupted and injured three people. God damn it. So, a surviving victim, Natania Rubin, tells news sources last week that she watched Mr. Combs shoot her in the goddamn face, not Barrow Shine. He ain't do that, not Jamal Shine Barrow. I literally watched them pull out the gun, she told the station. I had a clear point of view. I mean, for God's sake, I got shot in my nose. It's all over social media. I'm pretty sure you find people that's listening to me, y'all damn well done seen it. Anyway, it's unlikely that Combs could be in trouble for the nightclub shooting, the FBI former agent Miss Nicole Parker said, because there's typically no federal nexus for a local gunfight, especially after he was already acquitted at the trial. but other evidence from the civil lawsuits likely played a role in the federal investigation. And could turn out to be a crucial and a potential criminal case. It could get ugly for Mr. Sean P. Diddy Combs, in other words. They'll use a lot of the same evidence to build their case, she said. Anyone is innocent until proven guilty, but the evidence is mounting. Ventura, Cassandra Ventura, in her settlement lawsuit, had also accused Combs of forcing her to carry a gun for him. Jones, the producer, alleged that the mogul was often displaying and distributing guns in his presence in order to maintain dominion and control over the other people. Combs and his lawyers have denied all of these allegations of wrongdoing. The billionaire has also characterized the accusations against him as an attempt for his accusers to secure a quick payday. He has not been arrested. Photographs taken over the weekend show him in and around his waterfront Miami mansion. They showed him pacing back and forth, looking like he's stressing and things of that nature. Mr. Little Rod, the producer, Rodney Jones, is nothing more than a liar. This is coming from P. Diddy's lawyer. Ain't nothing more than a liar who filed a $30 million lawsuit shamelessly looking for an undeserved payday. Mr. Combs' attorney, Sean Holly, previously told news sources his reckless name-dropping about events that are pure fiction and simply did not happen is nothing more than a transparent attempt to garner headlines. All right. Gave you a brief summary. You know, I have to do it quick sometimes. Not quick. Just give you a summary so you don't get too confused, because, you know, a lot of bloggers, they talk about this. They stream about P. Diddy for 3-4 hours, and then they come up with these hypotheticals and things like that, which confuse the people that's consuming the content. Me, I don't come up with no hypotheticals and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Because the evidence that I'm hearing, the allegations, I mean, the same that I'm hearing, that's against Sean Combs is the only things that's starting to like mount up is like him giving people drugs, like, you know, very hardcore drugs, his sex deviancy allegations, him giving guns, weapons to females to carry for him to go inside of freaking establishments, which is, in other words, of clubs. You know what I'm saying? Those allegations are starting to mount up. And then he's in a PR battle where he can't even come out in public and say anything about the stuff because it might damage his reputation even more than what it is. You see what I'm saying? So things are not looking good for Mr. Sean P. Diddy Combs and stuff like that, whatever he calls himself, you know. I was going to jump on another article about the goddamn president talking about March 31st is Transgender Day. I just read the damn article because I was talking about it the last episode that I just put out and stuff like that, but I really ain't want to do it. I ain't feel like doing it. I was like, this is pathetic. I don't know if this is a goddamn attempt to garner some more voters for the presidential election this November. I don't know what it was and stuff like that, but I see it was silly. And I really ain't want to get into it, but, you know, we're going to keep the spotlight on Sean P. Diddy Combs, all right? All right, so I don't have a problem with the LGBTQ people. I don't have a problem with no people with their sexual preferences. It's none of my business, you see what I'm saying? All right, if you're a homosexual, you're a homosexual, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what P. Diddy is, like, P. Diddy, if he... I don't know. If his lawyers were smart enough, they'll probably be like, hey, man, if you want to go public and say something, the only thing you should say publicly is that you're gay. You know, that might soften the blow just a tad bit. Maybe a tad bit might calm down the probe a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just come out the closet, Mr. Sean P. Diddy Combs, because these allegations are damning and stuff like that. All right. This guy is a music mogul. He has a lot of goddamn good music that came out back in the day. But too many allegations got people giving him the side eye. And, you know, it looks bad. All right? So, we're going to keep it moving on some more debauchery news, all right? I wish this microphone wasn't so goddamn sensitive, because when I be breathing, it's almost like the microphone be picking up when I'm exhaling. Not inhaling, when I'm exhaling, because I can hear that shit. I don't even listen to my own podcast like that. I listen to other people's podcasts. I try to listen to mine so I could correct all of the errors. You know, but I listen to other people's podcasts because I be trying to be better than everybody else. It's like a competitive sport. Oh, and speaking of sports, goddamn Angel Reese done goddamn lost. LSU done lost to fucking Iowa to Caitlin Clark. They're going to be on, LSU didn't make it to the women's college basketball. You know, I like women. I love women, but they didn't make it. All right, Angel Reese, Flajay Johnson, and Haley Van Litt. All right, goddamn. I don't even know what they was talking about. They said that there was some people that wrote bad articles about the LSU women's college basketball team. I posted it on the TikTok, but I haven't got in depth into that stuff like that. But she did lose. And then who else lost? UConn won. They beat University of Southern California. They don't beat goddamn Juju Watkins and shit like that. Goddamn, what's the girl for UConn? I forgot her name. I don't even remember her name. Paige Booter or something like that. I don't remember. But I know her first name is Paige. She good. She know how to play. She got some skills and stuff, but UConn won. You know what I'm saying? Final Four. We're going to see how this shit get down. All right? I don't know why these girls crying and shit, man. You lost the game, player, man. There's going to be another game. You got like a whole, like, 15 chapters in front of you of so many things that you could accomplish. Calm down, man. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, girl. You be all right, man. Okay, now she smiling and shit, because I'm watching ESPN. She over here in tears and shit. Man, you be all right, man. What's all that, you know? You gotta toughen it up, man. Tough that shit up, all right? Anyway, we're going to keep it moving on some more news. Let me see what else is going on. Yeah, this one, I'm not going to take it too serious because the names. They said this headline says 8 migrant squatters busted in a New York City basement home with guns and drugs. All right? But I think they're just playing with the words, making the narrative kind of like change just a little bit. This some old regular New York City Bronx situation over here. I wouldn't even call them migrants. They look like they freaking lived in New York for a very long time. Let me give you the information. 8 migrant squatters busted in New York City, in the New York City basement home with guns and a whole bunch of drugs. All right, 8 suspected migrants were arrested and charged after they were found by police squatting with guns and drugs in a Bronx home where a young child was also found. According to the New York Police Department, the suspects were busted last Wednesday just after 10 p.m. at a home on Hull Avenue off East 207th Street in the Norwood section. All right? At a home in Hull Avenue on East 207th Street. In the Norwood section. I say it again because sometimes I don't know if my accent be in the way. Investigators found 2 suspects with firearms in the basement of the home. After that, they found 2 more firearms, along with a large amount of drugs, including fentanyl, that Fenty. A young child was also found at the home as well. The following people were arrested and charged with criminal possession of a weapon, criminal possession of a controlled substance, and acting in a manner injurious to a child. All right. Hector de Sosa Villalta. I don't know if I say his name. Javier Alborno. Yoisi Pino Castillo. You know what I'm saying? Yerben Lazaro Munoz. Yohero Montinas. Mikel Vamades Barreros. You know I'm horrible at saying their name. Jefferson Orlando Abreu. Johan Cardenas Silva. Oh, I ain't say their ages, but we don't need to know their ages. Just those people, just based off their names, I ain't pronunciating none of their names right, but of course, you know, but anyway, just based off of them names, it sounds like some, like Dominican Republic, doggone, Puerto Rican, Dominican Republic. That's about it. Maybe one El Salvador or doggone Ecuador cat, but nah, man, they from New York. Fuck that. Meanwhile, the building owner told the police that he ain't know none of those people that was living in the basement. The New York Post reported several of the suspects are also being investigated for taking part in robberies that happened in New Jersey as well. I seen that, so I was just looking at that. I was being nosy. Matter of fact, let me keep going. Let me see what else they got. All right, Christian Combs. Christian King Combs. There's a lawsuit that was put out on him. I just received it. So Diddy's son, Christian King Combs, faces sexual assault lawsuit. This happened at a Christmas party. I'm over here getting Christmas and Christian King Combs, you know, conjoined at the hip type shit. Anyway, the potential legal fallout continues for the family of Sean Diddy Combs. All right. After a woman filed a lawsuit containing disturbing allegations against his son, Christian King Combs. In court documents obtained by news sources, the alleged victim claims she was sexually assaulted. She was SA'd. That's how you're supposed to say it in the internet. But I don't think Spotify have an issue with that. So she was sexually assaulted by the 26-year-old kid while working as an employee. She was working as an employee during one of the music mogul's holiday yacht parties in December 2022. So according to the filing, that also alleges sexual harassment and an infliction of emotional distress. Infliction of emotional distress. I don't know why I'm not saying things correctly right now. Notes that the alleged victim was only 25 years old when the alleged events took place. The lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles Superior Court on Thursday on April 4th. News sources are not going to name the plaintiff. You know what I'm saying? She basically is like a housekeeper for whatever company that owns that yacht. That P. Diddy rented out for the party. So the documents details that the night the victim worked as a steward from 6 p.m. all the way to 6 in the morning on a date sometime around December 28th, 2022. So in the filing, she alleges during her shift, she witnessed a constant rotation of suspected sex workers, as well as celebrities partying and doing drugs during the holiday event. She recalls seeing Christian Combs boarding the yacht with Little Rod and that he was heavily intoxicated. Coincidentally, Little Rod has also filed a separate lawsuit against Diddy. Christian Combs' brother, Justin Combs, is listed as one of the defendants in this bombshell lawsuit. In that filing, Little Rod claims he has plenty of footage he took of Diddy and his alleged escapades. He got a whole bunch of video footages of Diddy doing a bunch of nasty stuff. That's what Little Rod is saying, the producer, that also has a lawsuit against Puff Daddy. He got so many names, I don't even know what to call him. Yeah. And so Justin and Christian were home when Diddy's Los Angeles mansion was raided by Homeland Security agents late last month. Diddy's legal team, as well as Justin Combs' mother, Misa Hylton, have condemned what they describe as a deplorable use of force when they raided the goddamn Los Angeles mansion and they raided the little mansion over there in Miami. Going back to that event, going back to that particular evening, Christian Combs allegedly became aggressive after forcing her to take a shot of tequila. She added that she suspected the tequila was spiked and recalled seeing other women on the boat passing out after just taking one drink. The plaintiff claimed that she tried to ignore Christian Combs' advances. Instead, he allegedly placed his hands on her without her consent and then touched her private part. Little Rod reportedly has audio recordings of the events where she is heard turning down the alcohol, telling Christian Combs to stop touching her, following by kissing noises. All right, so eventually she claimed she was able to get out of, she claimed that she was able to get out of that part of the yacht and resume her steward duties. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on. And then later that evening, the documents said that Christian Combs managed to find her again when he allegedly asked her to find him a place to sleep. When he was directed to a dimly lit movie theater on the yacht, he groped her and things continued to escalate. The woman claims in court documents that he attempted to force her into giving him oral sex and that he forcibly grabbed her arms in the process. The documents also contain photos of her bruised arm that occurred during the alleged incident. She says she fought him off and managed to get away without someone else. As soon as somebody walked inside of this dimly lit theater, she managed to get away. The plaintiff claimed that she told the yacht captain what happened the following day. However, he apparently did not believe her, the yacht captain. All right. And the company did not conduct any type of investigation. The yacht captain allegedly retaliated against her for months and was reportedly, she then got fired in May of 2023. All right. When she reported that the incident. And then the yacht captain, which is probably like the boss for the evening, or, you know, probably the manager, you could say, in the different instances. Yeah. I don't know why I'm off today. And I was been supposed to, this episode should have came out since Saturday. Probably Friday, to be honest with you. And I just released it today on Monday. So, you know, man be busy in the weekends, man. Things be popping. This weekend, I might move around this weekend too. You know, might go to Austin, Texas. You never know. I'm moving around. You know what I'm saying? Only got one life to live, ladies and gentlemen. But back to goddamn Christian King Combs, motherfucker. The alleged events had a lasting impact on this particular woman, this Jane Doe, who filed a lawsuit. She said after she was let go, she suffered from anxiety, panic attacks, and suicidal ideation. Diddy is also named as a defendant in the latest lawsuit. He's facing allegations of aiding and abetting his son's behavior and as the person who rented out the yacht. So, man, oh man. So, he got another lawsuit. You got Little Rod. I think you got a couple of other people against Puff Daddy, and then now you got this one lawsuit against Christian King Combs, all right? This one, I just got it, all right? I just seen it. I just got it. You know what I'm saying? I had to go through the Los Angeles Times to find it and shit. It just popped up right there. I think TMZ got it, too. I think they just receiving it. So I was like, fuck that. Let me talk about this one right here. Because this dude, I don't know whether to believe the allegations, because look. I'm not being the victim blamer at all. You know? One thing I know is when celebrities or somebody who just has a lot of money, that appears to have a lot of money, some of these ladies start behaving a different type of way. See what I'm saying? Some of these ladies start looking at you a certain way, you know? So, and then the captain of the yacht boat. Look, at the same time, I'm not freaking defending Christian Combs. I'm really not. I'm just letting you think of another perspective here, because look, okay, she's saying that she's been sexually assaulted by Christian Combs, all right? And this lawsuit, man, I was talking and I think the microphone shut off because I use track boards. You know, track boards, the same way how you use like you making music and stuff like that. So, you know, it shuts off at a certain duration of time. So I was saying something, but let me repeat it again. Like, I don't know what happened in that fateful night where this lady said, allegedly, Christian Combs tried to give her a drink and she felt like the drinks were spiked, and then she started touching her and groping her and she tried to fight him off and get away and things of that nature. Like, I don't know how true this is. Only time is going to tell if this is real or not. You see what I'm saying? If it's real, then, you know, you got to blame Puff Daddy for raising his kids like that, right? But if it's not true, this shows you that people are unpredictable. They like, if they see something in the news media and, oh, this guy got all this money, I was a stewardess at this goddamn yacht in 2022, I could go get me some money. You see what I'm saying? You got to think. You got to think two different perspectives here before you even make any type of freaking judgment on anybody. You see what I'm saying? I'm not defending Christian Combs, nor I'm defending this Jane Doe lady with these allegations. You know, right now, there's a lot of things going on. The only thing that I could say is, okay, if Puff Daddy is a bisexual, sexual deviant, okay, that's what he is, all right? But all of the other allegations are just allegations, because you nor me was over there. I can't tell you nothing about Puff Daddy. I never met him a day in my life. I have no idea who he is, all right? All I know is that this guy is a music exec. He's a mogul, you know? He did a lot of things for the hip-hop industry and things of that nature. So, I don't know. All I know is a bunch of motherfucking allegations is out there. And I'm not about to sit there and be part of the, oh, Puff Daddy crazy. I'm not about to do all of that shit right there. Fuck that, bro. You know what I'm saying? All I'm going to do is sit back and watch and wait and see how this thing plays out. All right? And then on top of it, I feel like there's two sides to blame here. You got the people that got all of this money that want to act up, and then you got the people that's attracted to all of this money, and then they flip because they want a piece of that money. See what I'm saying? Because Puff Daddy, he settled with Cassandra Ventura. You know, in December or November, I don't know when he settled that. And that made other people jump, all right? I'm going to say it again. I'm not defending Puff Daddy. You see what I'm saying? I'm not defending him. I always, when I was a young boy, when Biggie Small first came out, Craig Mack and all of them came out, Faith Evans, goddamn 112 and all that shit, when they all came out, I always looked at Puff Daddy with the side eye. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this dude and shit like that? And he's a music exec, you know, executive music. You know, I watched him like, hell nah. Why he's always in the video talking about, take that. Dancing and shit like a little fool and stuff like that. I always gave him the side eye. So don't think for a second that I'm trying to defend this man. I'm not defending him. I'm just trying to see how this plays out. All right? Lil Rod is a producer that worked on the latest album that Puff Daddy came out with. All right? On the Love Music, whatever that shit is called. You know, I ain't even listened to that. All right? I barely listened to it. I think I heard like one song. I don't even remember what song it was because it was so long ago. So, nah. That's not like real shit, bro. Nah, bro. I'm gonna wait to see how this shit plays out. You know, if the dude is gay, he just need to come out and say that he's gay. You know what I'm saying? If any one of you guys are gay, just come out and live your truth. All right? You hiding it is gonna make people just keep attacking you and make the internet jump and act up. So, nah, bro, just like, what the fuck? Come out with the shit. Be real with yourself. I'm pretty sure if Puff Daddy would come out right now and say, yeah, I got bisexual tendencies. I got other sexual tendencies that's in my mind. I bet you the shit gonna calm down some more. It's probably gonna throw away a lot of freaking things out of court. I'm trying to tell you, bro. The only thing that I could see Puffy going down for is the drug mules and the goddamn gun mules. You know what I'm saying? They're probably going to go after Jennifer Lopez. They're probably going to subpoena Jennifer Lopez for that 1999 situation just to see if Puff Daddy have this behavior on telling women, you're going to carry this motherfucking gun for me, ho, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They probably going to subpoena Jennifer Lopez, which she probably worried right now. Like, no! All right? Pretty sure Jennifer, nah, I ain't gonna. I was about to say something funny, but nah, fuck it. I wonder if she's gonna pop off and say she needs Ashanti to help her or something like that. But nah, let me leave that alone. That joke was a little dry. Fuck that. Anyway, I'm gonna keep it moving. No, I ain't gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna shut this episode down right now because this episode was supposed to come out a long time ago. I'm one of these podcasters that don't count day episodes. Oh, it's episode 5621. Nah. You're just gonna have to go scroll down the goddamn timeline and read all of the titles to these goddamn episodes to find out or to find what you're looking for. All right. This episode, what I'm gonna name it? I'm gonna name it Sean. I'm gonna name it King Combs. Because I ain't know he had a lawsuit pending against him. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your man, Benz, for where we're thinking out loud. You already know what to do. Just follow me on Instagram, and you can follow me on TikTok, where I'm very much active on. So, if you really want to see your boy in action, just go on TikTok. You know, I does little reaction videos. But all the videos... Everything on the news is on TikTok, all right? Very entertaining. You know, there's people that tell me they just sit down, be on TikTok most of the day. So, you know, I wanted to be on YouTube, but YouTube is very sensitive to new YouTubers. Like, if you like a new YouTuber, they, like, you could get violated easily, you know, very easily. Like I already told y'all this already, like the things that Academics or Tasha K, I'm just using those names for example, the things that they say online, that doesn't mean I could say it because I could get violated. They already established and they got about a million subscribers, so I don't have no million subscribers. I don't got that. You see what I'm saying? So I can't say the same things that they say. I got to watch how I speak, all of that. But it doesn't bother me because I don't have to curse when I'm having a conversation or when I'm talking to somebody. I know how to have a certain decorum, and I know how to shut off a certain part. Like, fuck that shit, I don't give a damn, nigga, all that. I know how to shut that off. So, like, you know, I'm not even worried about it. But TikTok, I'm catering to TikTok because the comments be just acting up on the TikTok, so I just cater to them. But I will start jumping on that YouTube because it's inevitable. I gotta do it. I have to jump on YouTube. It's the only way it's gonna work. But I need to start working on that today, to be honest. But I'm gonna talk to you people later. It's gonna be another episode. I'm gonna come off with another one today, so don't trip. This is your man, Benz Pharrell. You know what to do. This is Thinking Out Loud. Just follow me on Instagram and on TikTok, Box Benji. You type that in the search engine, you're going to definitely find me. That is BOXBENJI. And you're going to find your man. I'm going to holler at you later. Peace.
Tell me anything, nothing about you.